Welcome everyone to a new podcast, a new episode of our RECS podcast series 2024. Today with me we have Alvaro Mato from Checkpoint Software Technologies. Welcome, Alvaro.
Thank you. Hi, Marco.
Great pleasure to have you here. It's actually our first podcast we do together, so I think it's a very special occasion for us. I think most of the people probably know you in the industry. For the ones who don't know you yet, could you please introduce yourself?
Sure. So first of all, thanks for having me in that podcast. It was hard to find a slot. Finally, we did it. Yes, my name is Alvaro Amato. I've joined Checkpoint 6 years ago. So exactly this month, it's my anniversary, the sixth one. But having a look on my journey, it started probably 20 years ago in IT telecommunication, where I went through different companies. And then lately, then I joined in 2018 Checkpoint, where I started as a sales manager, doing a lot of restructuring in the organization, at least in Switzerland. And 23 was a very special year for us, a landmark. We'll talk probably later a little bit more on that. And what I'm doing this year, it's a very important milestone for me. It's the executive master in business administration at the University of Zurich, where my master thesis will focus on AI and business process. And AI is something that we will hear a lot, also probably during our conversation today.
Perfect. So thank you very much for introducing yourself. And yes, we will be covering quite a number of topics, I would guess, and already fingers crossed for your work this year. I'm sure it's going to be done well and properly. So let's talk about Checkpoint in general, maybe. I mean, Checkpoint has been in the business for more than 3 decades. So at the very early stage of the internet, and I would guess that most of the companies know already Checkpoint and most of the people. Nonetheless, for the ones who don't know you yet, how would you describe yourself or present yourself to those people?
Checkpoint, the leading or one of the leading cybersecurity vendors on the market, known since more than 30 years, founded by Gil Schwedt, so the CEO and founder of Checkpoint, still running the company proudly, giving a lot of insights on the technical view of Point, where the industry is going. And I would say today, or especially this year, we are the platform company. So going away from spot solutions, building a platform, and also there we will talk a little bit later on it, addressing the evolving cyber landscape with our platform, making business as safe as possible for our customers.
So last month in February, the CPX took place in Vienna. As far as I can tell, it's been a very successful event, hosting thousands of partners, thousands of end customers across or from all EMEA. From your perspective or Checkpoint's perspective, what have been the biggest highlights of that CPX?
That's a good question. So first, I would say the highlight was to see people again physically, to get in touch with them. It was interesting because when our flight came in Vienna, the flight from Israel came in. So they chartered the flight for all the people from Israel. And I was waiting on the baggage claim and all came and hugged me and, hey, nice to see you again. So I believe that's the first big highlight on a physical, personal level. Then if we talk about highlights, often people expect to hear about news and news products and solutions. Yes, we have had it. So we announced the Quantum Force appliances, which are much, much faster, more powerful. The energy consumption is much, much better. And also, as we address also SMB market, the new Spark appliances. Then we also announced AI Copilot. AI, here it is, the buzzword. AI Copilot, and many things and tools which were announced, but I believe the most important is that we have now the platform, the Infinity platform, which is cloud delivered and AI empowered. And that's the big new thing that Checkpoint will provide to the market.
And I think this is kind of a very exciting news. I mean, I do agree. There's been lots of different products which have been announced, which is always great, I think, for the market, covering most of the needs, I'm sure. But it's also true that this platform approach is going to become more and more important or even critical. Everyone knows about the shortage of people and skills and so on and so forth. So I think there is a great, great deal from Checkpoint to support with such a platform. So that's a massive news, I'm sure. Let's talk about customers, companies. I think here challenges, I mean, if I would be a CISO of a company, I'm not sure how well I would sleep at night. What do you think, what are, on one hand, maybe the challenges you're most of the times facing when you're talking to those customers, and more importantly, how can Checkpoint help? Mm.
That's a good question. So we also discussed it on stage. Also Gil Schwedt mentioned all the challenges that customers will face. One you have mentioned is talent shortage. Then something we already mentioned in the past research reports is that Gen AI will pop up. So for both sides, for attackers, making it easier to get some codes written, although you have no idea of coding. You can ask, in that case, ChatGPT, which everyone is talking about. Then the whole zero-day attacks, that's also a mess and a challenge for many companies. Then we see the spot solutions. It's not easy to get an overview to understand where is what happening. And to secure, I would say, the whole infrastructure from the data center to the cloud, to the mobile, to the bring your own devices, connecting from home with your home private PC or computer to the data center. These are the most common challenges that we see. And the question maybe you have raised how we can address this is, again, the Infinity platform. And the platform, and that's something I would like to explore a little bit more, there is no specific criteria what is the meaning of a platform, but we define one for Checkpoint. And these are the three C's, where we say comprehensive, so we protect you, customer, against whatever kind of attack vectors, which is very important. And we see it also in the catch rate and many third-party reports, which confirms that we have 98-99% of catch rate for zero-day one attacks. And then the second C, which is then the consolidation, I would say, which consolidation equal platform, it makes sense. But, and that's now the big differentiator on the market, and also Gil Schwedt pointed it out, and we will invest more also this year, is the collaboration. Do the solutions collaborate to each other? In our case, and that's really the core and the brain behind our platform and Checkpoint, it's Threat Cloud AI. We have millions over millions of sensors. We have a huge data set we can analyze. And for those who are maybe not that familiar with AI, you have to train your AI. For that, you need a big, big bunch of data. And that's what we have. And that's the core. And that's the USP we have on the market.
And I think this is maybe something which goes a bit like underestimated. I mean, the big, big deal, if I'm a new customer for Checkpoint, let's say, I will immediately take advantage of all the learnings, as I've been mentioning them, all the technologies, all the threat cloud information are going to be made accessible to me at day one. And I think this is actually one of the biggest advantages I could get as a new customer. So I don't have to kind of get into it, make things learn on premise as it maybe was years ago, get my people trained about every little thing. So there is a massive support in terms of automation, third cloud information, etc., which is just going to be given at day one. And actually, with no matter from which geolocation those things might arise, like a new attack or a new exploit or something is going to be recognized in Australia, for instance, and after maybe 20 minutes, I'm going to be the one in Switzerland being covered by a proper defense, let's say.
Yeah, that's right. And I underline your statements. And a big differentiator is also on preventing, not detecting attacks. And having maybe or spending 2 cents on our threat cloud, I mean, the threat cloud stops more than 3 billion attacks per year, 3 billion. And we do daily checks of more than 2.4, 2.6 billion checks a day. So URLs, file simulation, extraction, many things, application workloads. It's an amazing number and data set that we can leverage for every customer.
Checkpoint has been from the very, very beginning on a channel focused company. What makes Checkpoint attractive to partners?
So first of all, we have major solutions. So we are not going to the market trying something. We know what we do and it works. Doesn't mean that we don't have any challenges. I mean, it's still software related. Tickets comes up and stuff like that. And we acknowledge the partners who are committed, vice versa, to Checkpoint, to invest. And with investing, I mean certifying their people, getting as much as possible certified people in order to be able to go out to the market, to manage their customers, probably also to find new customers, and to sell and promote the security platform. Beside that, we see a lot of great opportunities also for onboarding new partners, especially if we have a look on the market research, on the numbers. We see the managed security service business growing exponentially. And that's something where we also launched a new program where each and every partner can onboard and leverage those kind of business model. And also there we invested a lot in process on how we build, so pay as you go or bring your own license and stuff like that. So a lot of big opportunities for the partners.
Maybe just to stress what you just said, Alvaro, it's super simple to get onboarded. It's super simple to start transacting and everything. So we can clearly see that there has been a great effort into preparing the program, developing it, and now launching it. So there is a high demand for it. We can tell, and we also can confirm it works. You're presenting Checkpoint in Switzerland, right? How is Checkpoint currently positioned in Switzerland?
So after having run through a change process or reorganization, so after 2 years being the sales manager of Switzerland, I thought before my journey as a leader has ended somewhere, but I was asked then to take over Switzerland as a country manager, and I was very proud of doing so. But it also means that we wanted to change a lot of things. So we started a journey 3-4 years ago where we somehow reorganized the management team and then going down into each team to have a same understanding of what we expect and what they can expect from us as a leader, as a management team. So doing so, it was a journey of 2-3 years, and 2023 are firms that probably we did the right things right. So we reached a new all-time high in numbers in Switzerland, which is phenomenal. We had, a turnover, which was pushed proactively from our side. And today we can say we have four teams as always. So we have the enterprise sales team, we have the commercial team, we have the channel partner sales management team and the sales engineers team. So mainly the four teams beside professional service sitting here and customer success managers. But in my organization, somehow 40 people. And we can say today that most of them are longer now at Checkpoint, longer in terms of since we did the reorganization. And we have just two open slots where we have verbal agreements already that people will join the company. So that's the situation now. And I feel that we have very deepened the relationship internally. There's a lot of trust. Nothing is perfect, as in every company. But I believe that we have a very, very strong team, at least the feedback I get from the market.
Again, congratulations for 2023 and the results.
Thank you.
And I think, you're going to be continuing on that path with your team in 2024 and beyond. So, I mean, it's always hard to ask future-related questions. I know, and especially in such a dynamic environment as we are, cybersecurity and the IT industry. From your perspective, still, what does the future look like at Checkpoint, and what do you plan?
It's a good question. So maybe we have to distinguish Checkpoint Switzerland in terms of organization and people, and then Checkpoint globally and the portfolio and so on. If we start from a global point of view as Checkpoint as a company, Gil Schwedt and all other VPs mentioned it and stated it in all the CPXs we have had over the three places and regions, that we will invest more in collaboration. That's something that we believe it's key. It's key that the solution you have in place, and especially that platform where we design, or say we have the 3C approaches, talk together. So it's important that we invest there more capabilities in raising more AI engines. I just give you an example. Our Threat Cloud has already since 10 years AI engines in place. In total, if I'm not wrong, if I look on the numbers, it's roughly about 60 or 70 engines we have, where only last year we have built 12 new engines. So we see a fast pace growing in that space. And again, I believe, and we know, that the USP, the core intelligence that we can provide, and we will invest in order that the market and our customers can benefit out of it. If we have a look on Switzerland, I believe we would like to strengthen whatever we built now, because it seems that we did it great. Nevertheless, there is always room of improvement. And it all comes with people on the market. People buys from people. And we would like to strengthen a little bit more the understanding of our customers' business and therefore their needs. It's, if you go back many, many years, it was easy to ask a customer, hey, do you need a gateway? Do you need a firewall? Today, it's not enough. You have to understand the business. You have to make sure that you are an enabler and not a showstopper for the business, and to bring best security in place.
Which has been also the statement and, shared with the market for quite some time. Like, you deserve the best security, right? And I think this actually says a lot, along also with the statement that it's all about prevention and not only detection, what has been mentioned by you before as well. Good. So, yeah, I think in terms of future, anyways, we're going to find out along the way, but I'm very confident that Checkpoint is continuing to do great things here in Switzerland, and I'm sure also actually abroad. We are coming to more or less the closing, so I would leave you the word for a closing message to the audience, the listeners, and the watchers, for the ones who are then on YouTube. Please.
Thanks. So there's an anecdote. We go often with the family eating Asian food, and then we get the fortune cookie, you know?
Yes.
So we open this, and I brought it with me. I have it on my mobile. And there was written, the secret of getting ahead is getting started. And I was checking the quote. The quote is even longer. It was an American writer. And if I apply it to Checkpoint Switzerland, I believe we have getting started many years ago. Rebuilding the team, 2023 has shown that we do the right things. And I'm pretty sure that our new platform, which is cloud delivered and AI empowered, will open new doors. And that's where we would like to focus on transfer and giving the right message to the market that we are not anymore the old fashioned whatever vendor. We are the future, and the future is now.
Thanks for that. Thanks also for coming. I also would like to take again the opportunity to thank you, the team, for the long-standing relationship. I think this year we just became 20 in terms of partnership, Aero Switzerland and Checkpoint, which is quite some time, and a partnership we are very proud of. So really, thank you for that. We're going to be leaving links and white papers and different other informations below the description anyways of this podcast, so that people can actually get access easily to what is the new MSP program, as we have been discussing it before, and also some of the products and technologies we have been discussing. Having that said, thank you very much again for being with us, and hope to see you soon again.
Thank you. Thank you, Marco.
Thank you.